kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
I'm just weird like that.
Well, that kind of makes sense. Greg, would you ever do anything like that? Specifically to like... Like, have you ever done anything that petty? Like, when you know, like, you shouldn't be, like your significant other would be like, oh, I don't like this, and blah, 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 but you like it, so you kind of just keep doing it anyway just to be petty? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so it's not just me. I do that shit, too. Mm-hmm.
She wants me clean-shaven, and I don't want to walk around. If I shave all the hair off my face, I look like a baby. I don't like it.
Yeah.
She wants you clean-shaven.
Because she likes me clean-shaven.
This is the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with a returning guest, the genius of justification, Just Greg.
What's up?
To my right, my best friend, my brother. I've known him for more than 75% of my damn life. The best man at my wedding, the CEO, editor-in-chief of BlackRabbit.com.
What's Harvey at?
Black Rabbit.
Where's Javi at? you need to just cut that so he doesn't actually have to be here. So you just play BlackRabbit.com.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that shit, yo, whenever he does that shit, like, you've heard, I'm just like, yo, you gotta do it.
It's like standard now.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter which show, which of the shows you're
in. Yeah, BlackRabbit.com! It just has to be that way. How's everyone doing today? How was the holiday season?
I've had an interesting 24 hours.
Oh, God. So before we get into that...
I'm not talking about that here.
All right, we're not going to talk about that here. Greg, how was your holiday season?
It was fine. Worked. Kept to myself pretty often.
Hey, did you like your book? You didn't tell me if you liked it or not.
I did like it. I didn't look through all of it.
Okay, no, I just...
I've already found some stuff I want to bookmark, though.
I thought that it was... I was about to call you what I call you. Let me not do that here.
yeah, let's not do that here.
No hints towards
really. No.
Do you call him? Just call him Greg here?
It's been Greg.
Okay. Greg.
Nigga, you heard the show.
Yeah, but I don't remember. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is when you hear.
But it didn't start that way, though, I'm pretty sure.
No, it's always been Greg.
You sure?
Yeah.
I could have sworn that
we just can't
code name at one point.
Oh, we just can't call him Cobra Commander.
No. Serpentor? I think he's more Serpento than Cobra Commander. Yeah. Cobra Commander is too goofy.
Yeah.
Greg, can you do me a favor and just yell Cobra? No, we're not going to do that.
We're not
doing
that.
Please? Okay. I'm changing your picture of my phone.
Black Rabbit! I would be Cobra Commander.
Got him a cookbook for Christmas because we both love to cook. So I expect to have some food out of that damn book.
You
haven't cooked for me yet. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's not okay.
It's coming.
I'm like Pai Mei teaching you how, and you're the bride trying to punch your way out of the
thing. It's coming though. It's okay. Coming. I just need to get into. I need to find my niche.
You know? I'm gonna be.
Yo, I just,
he's gonna be at the house. He's gonna be at the house. Yeah, I'm gonna shut this up for you. I'd like to see it. And the Greg's gonna like hold out like a wooden spoon. I'm gonna jump up and stand on the wooden spoon.
Oh,
that was,
God.
Like, the Kill Bill Volume 2 joke for anybody who hasn't seen that movie. You should check it out. It was pretty good.
You know what's funny about him? I'm picturing that, right? And it's just like Greg's just sitting there, like he's laying in the kitchen. He's like, find the walk. Can't find the walk. Find the walk. Oh, God. You know what's funny? I was sitting here and like planning to record this episode, right? I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be nothing but a bunch of like inside jokes, and I don't really give a shit because it's the end of the year. Mm. You know what I mean? But
are we going to talk about like favorite things from 2019? Like, I have no idea what we're talking about today.
I'm totally being a tyrant here. So we're just basically going to talk about the shit I want to talk about.
It's your show. You're supposed to tell us what you want to talk about.
So first off, so you're going to laugh at this. So I decided that I'm going to discuss the actual best comic book movies of the decade.
Okay.
So in no specific order, Deadpool, mm-hmm. Captain America Winter Soldier, uh-huh. Into the Spider-Verse, Infinity War, mm-hmm. and Logan. Those are easily the best comic book movies of the decade.
How'd you say, was that five?
Yeah.
Okay, how'd you settle on just five?
It's just the number adding in, plus I kind of did this last minute and feel like going through like all of them. Hmm. You know what I mean?
It's tough to say the best movies of the decade because I feel like the majority of,
well, comic book movies anyway.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think. When did Iron Man come out?
2008 or 9.
So, I mean, that said, if that was the first movie, that means Incredible Hulk was the year after that?
I want to say so.
So, literally, what we conceive of as the Marvel Universe, MCU, the movies,
it
was this entire decade.
Yeah.
That's a lot of movies, and none of them were bad.
Bad, no.
So, for me, it's hard to sit here and try to choose through the, you know, the top five. And that's just the MCU movies. There have been other comic movies that have come out that could have been good too that weren't connected to Marvel.
I figured I can't
think of one right now, but I'm pretty sure there was.
I think the weakest out of all of them were the two Ant-Man movies, and those were fun. Like that, those were probably the weakest out of all of them.
Can I be that guy here for a second? Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I forgot about that. I completely forgot about that movie.
Okay, I enjoyed it, but if you weigh it up against all the movies that have come out,
it's definitely the weakest.
I kind of feel like Ant-Man.
Damn it, Wade!
Edit this whole part out. Send it to me. I'll edit it.
Oh no! I actually, when stuff like that happens, I'll actually do that. Like when people
drop a damn it, Wade.
Whenever you hear a random damn it, Wade in there, it's because I'm editing something. Mm-hmm. Like Maria says something super racist.
Yeah, I listened to that show. I was like, I'm trying to figure you out offline. You got to tell me what she said because I'm so curious.
So I just told Black Rabbit exactly what was what Maria said. It was kind of funny. Greg, were you here for that?
No.
I know who it was. It was me, Javi, Shanice. Yeah, Shay Nice.
I was dying. I was in the shower listening to that. I'm like, what the fuck did? What could she have possibly said that caused? So it literally just the show stopped. I'm like, what the hell could she have said to make the show just stop like that?
Yeah, just abruptly like boom. It was like, yeah, we're just not gonna do that right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess the best combo movies you've seen, Greg, are Batman v Superman, Justice League. The Snyder Cut.
can we put a pin in the Snyder Cut for a second?
Yeah.
Can we just circle back to that? Because I have thoughts.
Okay. What are the best comic book movies you've seen this year? Like, if you can give me, like... Even, like
decade.
Give me,
you said year.
The decade.
That's
going to
be hard for me.
You don't know specific order, but, like, what are three that, like, you almost always go back to?
Watchmen come out.
I think I just missed it. I think it was 2009. Or maybe 2008.
I'm still saying... Watchmen, because I did actually enjoy that movie.
I like that movie a lot.
Me too. I went back and watched it and enjoyed it a lot more than I did when I originally watched it. But I think with the climate and everything, when I watched it, it kind of hit a little harder, you know what I mean?
Ozymandias, this possible homosexual. Rush Hack was the best one. He was hilarious.
Definitely into the butt stuff.
The Watchmen...
it wasn't this decade!
The Watchmen. I really liked Endgame. I liked Infinity War 2.
Yeah.
What else did I really
like? Can we just make that one movie?
We can.
Like, it was filmed at the same time, right?
I believe so.
Just one movie.
No. I mean, if you think about it, the fucking MCU was just one long season.
Fair. Like a season of TV.
Decade, I can't really think of anything else.
I was joking, but I know you love Batman v Superman and
I enjoyed Batman versus Superman.
I didn't hate
that. I don't care what anybody else says.
Same here.
That movie. Justice League, nah. I was all set with that. I didn't care much for Wonder Woman.
Sexist.
He hates women.
I don't hate
Park the cycle over here.
I only watched it once and had no desire to watch it again. If we're just talking about comic book movies.
Just comic book movies. I, I think that Logan and Into the Spider-Verse were probably two of the best, like, maybe all time, to be honest with you.
Logan was good, too. I enjoyed that
one. Yeah, that was a good movie
And that, like, that shit, like, yeah, it was, like I said, a good movie. Mm-hmm. And, like, that ending, man, like, I got choked up. Like, especially being a Wolverine fan, I was just like, what the fuck?
I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Yeah.
Did we see that together in the theaters?
Nah, I saw it with Greg and Maria.
Okay.
That's right, we did see that together.
Yeah.
I think I saw that by myself. Which was good because I was crying like a baby. This decade, geek, and you know me, I'm not super emotional guy, but there were a couple of movies that just made me fucking tear up in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Infinity War, the Spider-Man thing.
That was yeah. And people sleep
so real. That's why it was so, you know?
Because that's exactly how it would go with the young Peter Parker when he had, like, Tony Stark as, like, his mentor. That makes sense to me.
Then finding out after the fact that that whole thing was ad-libbed by, Tom Holland.
Really?
Yeah, he ad-libbed that. The I Don't Want to Go stuff. He ad-libbed all that.
He's a fucking national treasure, man.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be something special.
Yeah. And I also want to bring up the... I want to bring up the part with Okoye and T'Challa. And he goes, this is no place to die. Mm-hmm. And she, like... I don't know if that's a big sister relationship or if it's a, like, surrogate mother relationship. Like, you know what I mean? With T'Challa and Okoye. Because it's definitely more than, like, a friendship.
I think it's so not playful that it would have to be big sister, right?
Almost. Yeah, but sometimes... yeah, you're right. It would be more big sister or anything else. Because, like... And it's always... And she... I think her and Nebula are the two most underrated people in the MCU. Like, I loved, like, everything. Every time Okoye was on scene, on the screen, she stole whatever was going on. Mm-hmm. Like, she was just that fucking good.
She's a hell of an actress.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Why was she up there the whole time? Did he freeze? Like an antelope in headlights.
You've seen that movie way too many times.
I have. I admittedly I have. And it's funny because that's not even like one of my like 5 or 10 favorite like MCU movies.
Wait, do I get to make a list? I didn't get to
say. Yeah, we're gonna get to that.
When did The Dark Knight come out?
The Dark Knight with the Joker? Yeah. 2008, 2009.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That was that long ago?
And it took him 4 years after that to put out Dark Knight Rises.
Shit. I didn't realize that was that long ago.
Yep.
Okay.
I still remember when we saw that in IMAX, and he slammed it was me and Diddy went to go. We got a free screening of Dark Knight, and that scene where he slammed dude's head into that pencil, everybody in the theater jumped.
Yeah, we went in the butt kicker seats. Remember?
Yeah.
The seats had speakers under them.
Yeah.
So you could hear. It was like an IMAX theater. So you can feel and hear everything. So
it was like an IMAX boudet.
Yeah, I felt it in my twig and berries when it when it boomed. Shit, I can't use the Dark Knight. That's sad. I'm gonna go Endgame, Into the Spider-Verse. Black Panther.
Logan, she's just like you. Logan, I needed to change my diaper.
Definitely Logan. Is that four?
Who cares? pick two more.
Damn, this is hard.
Which is funny because Iron Man 1 was super early, so you can't use that. Iron Man 2 wasn't that good. Iron Man 3 I thought was good, but that ending was just so horrid.
It doesn't chart. Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier, yeah. I think people sleep on that movie and how good it was because of everything else that came on after that.
Mm.
Like,
but I think that was the movie that made people stop saying Cap is boring.
Yeah.
Because as much as people enjoyed the first movie, it's still like, oh yeah, it was okay, but it was Captain America. That second movie was literally like it was like watching like a James Bond movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to mention, I didn't even think about that, but yeah, it is kind of like it was like a James Bond movie. And I think it had two of the best fight scenes in the same movie. The first fight with him and Bucky, when he was flipping the knives, like flipping the knife and all that, and Cap was blocking, and like that German suplex.
Not a special effect.
Huh?
Not a special effect.
Yeah.
The stunt dude actually did the knife flip thing.
That's dope.
Yeah.
And like, again, like I say it again, that German suplex Cap laid on Bucky was dope. And then me and Greg talked about this earlier the week, the elevator fight scene. Like, that shit was... And the reason I think it was so great is because it was so smooth. this is the first time we really got to see Cap, like, be a legitimate, like, he was a, we all know he was a badass before, but, like, he was fighting an elevator full of, like, highly trained S.H.I.E.L.D. agents in a really tight area where he was outnumbered, overpowered, and they had to drop on him. And he still whooped their ass. Mm-hmm. And the best part about all that was, before we get started, does anybody want to get off? I feel like pornos start like that. Speaking of pornos, oh man, I couldn't wait to get into this. So we all enjoy pornography here, right?
Yeah, totally.
Greg, enjoy pornography.
There's a reason why my left bicep is much larger than the right.
Giggity, right?
Giggity. Okay, hold on. Did you hear how he said it?
Yes.
Giggity, right?
If Quagmire was Idris Elba.
Oh my god, I'm picturing him like, oh, giggity, right? So we all love pornography. We all love movies, which we were just talking about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Would you guys like to hear some random Triple X parodies that I found?
Oh, does this stem from the American Horror Story thing from the other day?
That's why I sent that to you. Uh-huh. Just because that one was funny, and it doesn't come off well on air, because all it says is, this is not American Horror Story.
A lot of them are like that now. Yeah.
So I found some good ones. All right. So first off, we have World of Warcraft.
Is that Henry Cavill's favorite porn?
Henry Cavill's favorite World of Warcraft. Explain that joke, please.
He's like, he almost missed his Superman audition because he was playing World of Warcraft. That's a legit story.
Really?
He's like a super nerd. It's like him and Jason Momoa are like super big nerd guys. Vin Diesel too.
Are they the ones who run that world, like the celebrity World of Warcraft?
Not sure. I feel like that would probably be a Vin Diesel thing because he literally made a movie about his World of Warcraft character.
What?
Yeah, the Last Witch Hunter. That's Vin Diesel's World of Warcraft storyline that he created from playing World of Warcraft.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the story, I don't know how true this is, but the story goes that I think to get him to make the Chronicles of Riddick or one of those Riddick movies, he forced the movie studio to allow him to make that movie.
That movie was good, though. People, Last Witch Hunter? Yeah, I liked it.
I don't...
Look, good is a relative term.
I saw the beginning and some of the end, but I wasn't overly intrigued. But then again, you know, I hate Vin Diesel, so it's one of those things.
Why do you hate Vin Diesel?
He can't act.
Yes, that's true.
Overrated actors on the planet.
Oh, like, hold on. In memory of Super Bowl, because he's not here right now. Yeah, baby.
I knew it.
it's fucking like Looney Bin Jim. No, jokey while drinky drinky. Mm-hmm. All right, so next up, the rough, raw, futuristic ventures where sex is man's only weapon. His seed is the only way to survive. The Lode Warriors.
I'm so used to porn parodies just being the "it's not your" movie titles now. Hearing these old ones is hilarious to me.
We next up we have Lord of the G-Strings, the females of the string.
Inventive.
Harry Twatter. Evil Head.
Oh, that's funny.
Which is a parody of the
Evil Dead
series. I'm kind of upset that I wonder if the chainsaw's a dildo. I can't see because the
it image has to be, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Dildo on his hand.
Yeah. The Sex Files. Mm. And they got someone looks like...
It's a little too... Wow, she really looks like Scully.
For real. Like, they did a good job, like, casting whoever that was. Digital Playground presents Cumless, a play on Clueless. The Doctor Whore porn parody, Doctor Who. Mm.
That dude really looks like Doctor Who too.
It does. Yeah, he does. Like Game of Bones.
Winter. It's a little too on the nose.
No, but here's the best part. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
That is a nice cover.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And you know, because it is the holiday season, tits, a wonderful life.
Respect.
Respect, right? This one was stupid. The name is terrible, but Anchor Woman, XXX parody. But like the cover of this was just like too good. I'm gonna post some of these on the page just because some of them are just like too good to like not share.
No, Come On Eileen.
That would be the song parody. All right, so next we have from Digital Playground again, we have Booty Bounty, Bucking Beauties, A Long Hard Tale of How the West Was Won, Rawhide. I don't know who that black chick is. She got an ass on her.
I might know her.
Of course you do. I love that
you do know her. She's British.
Is she from the county?
That's the British chick that squirts. I can't remember her name right now. If you give me 2 seconds, I can look it up.
Yeah. Show that off for Greg. So, and I saved this one for last because it is hands down my favorite name in all of these. Fap to the Future.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm mad that Marty McFly is hot.
They did that.
Yeah.
They did that shit.
Somebody did this. Oh, man. Have you guys ever seen the Avengers
triple? Yes. Those are good.
They are.
Like, the quality of the just the porn in general, the sex is good, and the costumes, it looks better than like some of the shit you see on TV.
I will never forget Thor and She-Hulk sex scene and how it started. I'm not afraid of any Hulk! And then they fuck. It's so weird and random and stupid. But, you know. R.I.P. China.
That was random.
She was She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
That was random. I'm not afraid of any Hulk! Oh, man. Have you guys ever given someone a pity fuck?
No. If I'm not into it, I can't have sex.
Great.
It just won't work.
I'm thinking, I don't think so.
Really? Huh. I guess I'm just a whore then.
All right, describe.
Yeah, you guys define pity fuck, right?
What constitutes a pity fuck?
You really don't want to fuck them, but you can kind of tell they need it, and you're just kind of like, eh.
Nah. Can't say I've done that.
All right, fine. I guess I'm just a whore then.
Why did you bring that up though? Like, where did that come from?
I was on the list. A friend of mine was talking about how she gave a dude a pity fuck.
And then, like, chicks do that stuff all the time. They don't have to. They all have to do is lay there.
Yeah.
They don't really have to. It's different. Like, we have to actually.
I'm sure I was a pity
fuck. Do you think guys know when they receive a pity fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they care.
But what he said. Know? Usually no. That's happened to me a couple times. Whatever.
I don't think I have.
Like, you may or may not know, but like, it just. Do you care if you were?
I mean, in the moment, of course not, but.
In retrospect, you think you would be?
In retrospect, I think I'd be like, you know, I think I'll sweep that one. I'll kind of keep that one in the closet, you know?
Yeah, I don't. Not me. I don't care on like any computer level. Because
if you think about it, if you receive a pity fuck from somebody. That's not something that you can both, like, unless she ends up really enjoying it, you're not really going to be able to revisit that one, let alone even talk about it.
Still hit.
Because you're going to be like, okay, well, for you, you're like, oh, yeah, I hit. But for her, it's going to be like,
yeah. Well, unless she enjoyed it, yeah. Unless like, she enjoyed it.
She's probably going to be like, yeah, I don't want to ever talk about this ever again. You know, like,
come yeah, on. Yeah, fair enough. Would you care?
Okay, well,
if you were, if someone gave you a pity fuck and you found out about it,
no. Listen, I'm the king of still beat. I still beat that.
The king of I still beat.
That's all that matters to me. Like, I don't care what you say or do after that. My dick was inside of you, and I probably came on you somewhere. Like, everything you say is invalid.
Oh God, that's funny. That might be the winner right there. I'm the king of still beat.
Still beat though. Don't matter what you say or what you do, I still beat. Nothing is gonna change that. Nothing.
I have your soul, right?
Your soul is mine.
Your soul is selling.
You been picture Shang Tsung? He's just collecting souls from pity fucks. oh god, that would be the greatest thing ever. He's like, who's that? Like, he's just like, I have Liu Kang, I have Jax, Sonya Blade. They're like, Sonya's still alive. Alright, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thick skin, cause they gon' blast you for your ashiness and ugliness. But got no words when you be basking in your loveliness. Stone sticks, nah, they just loading lips with hatred on a hollow tip to rat attach your confidence. Pull up to your trophy case and brap at your accomplishments. So serenade them with grenades of accolades. They got Mac and leather mouths and they tongues 12 gays. I deflect what they're projecting and subject them to my Luke Cage rage. If that's what it's gon' take, they thinking you ain't bred for this. They praying that you break. Haters will say a lady ain't the greatest tennis player. After 20 plus Grand Slams later, they still shade her. The basis, her gender, a racist agenda. Perplexed by her complexion, but she's built for this. I'm flexing with Serena's demeanor. That's why I keep me a Nina, but not the strap. I actually meant the soul of a singer. Cause I refuse to leave bleeding. If I'm bleeding on the leaves, I got a sharpie to a sheet and I'm skinning a 16. Set a writing utensil on fire, press it against you. Cauterize the wound, fortify the living tissue. The rubber glue rhetoric is way too simple. See, my words don't stick. And welcome back to the Old Man Wade Show! Here with the Genius Justification and Black Rabbit.
BlackRabbit.com!
And that was eerie about how, like...
How close it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I try. Working on my impressions. Yeah. That's my Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So, shout out to Shenanigans, our homegirl. She posts this every year, and it's always funny as hell. What did we get stuck in our rectums last year? So I'll start off easy. The things that get stuck in ears, you know, it's pretty simple. Like two wireless earbuds, you know, a jewel. Sister putting long
pause. A jewel?
Yeah.
Like the smoking thing?
JEWEL.
Yeah, I think that's the e-cigarette thingy, right?
That's funny. Sister put long slender toy in patient's ear. Metal piece of shirt. Rock salt. Berries. Patient says she had earwax and an attempt to move it with tweezers and a string.
What kind of earwax can you have that you need to remove it with tweezers and a string?
Place thermometer in ear, fell on bed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like it didn't die.
Yeah. Zip tie and Christmas plastic spider and Christmas ornament. There's some random ones in her nose. A bug, tried to remove it with a bobby pin. Pin is now stuck. Googly eye, mothball, sunflower seeds, Christmas ornament. In the throat. Fidget spinner, oh god, condom. Laser pointer, tape dispenser, decorative rock, piece of bed. What?
Piece of what?
Bed. B-E-D.
Bed?
Yeah. Capsule that expands into a foam dinosaur. plastic sword, stuffed bird, about 10 puzzle pieces, drill bit, hearing aid, swallowed a thumbtack that she thought was a mint, Christmas ornament. Penis! No, not penis, isn't like stuck in your throat.
It's like I got stuck in a penis hole.
Crayons, marker cap, chopstick, ballpoint pen, piece of toy pliers, lollipop stick, coaxial cable, coaxial?
Yeah, coax.
Coaxial cable, wedding ring? Okay. Magnet screwdriver.
This is kind of painful.
Yeah. vagina. Toothbrush, a metal and plastic container. Tape. Was being arrested by the police, so she took her cell phone and hid it from them, stuck it in her vagina. Perfume bottle, sneaky pussy. Makeup sponge, what?
Yeah, that's
a... Yeah, those little teardrop shaped things.
People do that when they're on the period and they don't have a pad or a tampon. Uh-huh. I've heard of that before. It's like a sex worker thing.
Yeah. Large piece of underwear. Toy action figure. Rubber ball. Jumped off couch. Landed on spoon.
That's the aim that would be required to...
All right, and lastly, rectum. Patient states he slipped in the shower and landed on a metal air freshener can, and it went into rectum.
Sure you did.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, so we're all on the same page here with that one, right?
Come on.
stinking ass. Folding knife, plastic toy, and then in quotations, about 6 inches long. Toothpick, toothbrush, toothbrush holder. Plunger handle. Plunger handle, excuse me.
Respect.
Respect.
Yeah. What was the dude's name in New York?
I just know... Huh?
From the rap line. I can't remember his name. The dude who got the plunger in the ass from the cops.
I have no idea.
You don't remember that?
Nah. Well, I was thinking in too deep, like when the pool cue.
Well, that's where they got it from.
mattress foam, two razor blades, two small vibrators, turkey baster,
condom. Gee, I wonder what they were doing with that.
Yeah, condom wrapper. Why is there a condom wrapper?
I was about to ask.
Like you got to remove the condom first, then. Like I don't. Whatever, man.
Don't look at me.
Coat hanger, patient unsure how to got there. Garden hose cap, cigarette lighter. Oh man, like toy hockey stick, water gun, bag of heroin, coins, egg tighter. Oh, here's a good one. Small shampoo bottle, large shampoo bottle, light bulb. That's always a classic. Applesauce can. Okay.
Pause. How do you get a light bulb up there and it not break?
That's always been a mystery to me. That has always been...
I think it broke. Yeah, that probably broke. Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Accidentally got a dildo lodged in my rectum, cut the end off dildo. Stuck a 4-inch butt plug up my rectum yesterday, handle broke. He continued to push the toy in.
He hates you.
Was using prostate massager and it got stuck in, and it got sucked in. And lastly, Christmas ornament.
Noticing a theme.
Yeah.
People get really, really, really freaky. They either get really freaky during Christmas times or they really don't know what to do with their ornaments and stuff after Christmas. It's like, do I want to put this in the basement or do I want to put it in my ass?
I mean,
flip a coin.
I mean, look at it like this. At least when it's up your rectum, you don't have to worry about water damage. That, like, this shit, I don't understand this stuff, man. This is just ridiculous. This one is specifically for Diddy, who I'm pretty sure loves when white racist sportscasters get trolled by athletes. Mm. Lamar Jackson trolls 49ers radio analysts by wearing white sleeves and white gloves versus the Bills. Mm-hmm. You heard about this? Mm-hmm. You heard about this, Greg? This is from like a few weeks ago. Earlier this week, San Francisco 49ers radio analyst Tim Ryan was suspended for his remarks about Lamar Jackson's dark skin color being an advantage when he was handling a dark football. It's really good at the fake. Lamar Jackson, but when you consider his dark skin color with a dark football and with a uniform, you could not see that thing, Ryan said. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point. So, for Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills, Jackson decided to throw the same shade at 49ers radio analyst, but wearing all white sleeves with a white glove. Which I thought was fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, he gets to go fuck yourself a war for that. What else do we got? White supremacists have chosen Taylor Swift as their Aryan goddess. Now she's fired after Lover. Lover video.
What happened with the Lover video?
Oh, she's dancing and looks like she's being romantic with a black dude.
Oh, heaven forbid. Yeah. Like, am I the only person who doesn't really care? Taylor Swift doesn't chart with me on any level. I'm okay with the fact that people like her, but I don't care about her on like at all.
I like her music. I like her music.
I didn't say it in. I just don't care about her.
Describe care about her.
It's like, I don't want to hear about... I don't care what she does in video. Like, I don't give a shit about anything that happens with her. Like, I don't think anything that she does is newsworthy.
Greg?
I agree.
I like her. Like, and like, I don't think there's nothing...
That doesn't mean I don't like her.
But like, I agree though. Like, I don't know if she's done... What has she done that's been like... Alright, so she does some really... she does some really good things in terms of like support with people, like the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. And like, even with this video, having like a black guy, knowing damn well that like, it could affect her fandom. You know what I mean? Because, again, as you said, God forbid, like, you know, you do something with someone of another race. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a sticking point for some white racists and black ones, for that matter.
Do we had this conversation? I think a couple of days ago about that. Yeah. How like whenever like a black athlete is married or dating a white woman, and like it's usually women who are the ones who get up and all up in arms about that shit. Mm-hmm. Like when I started dating Maria, like you all heard the stories when it was like, oh, dating out of your race and.
But you're not, though. That's the funny thing about it.
Which is in itself funny. But, what was it? Half breed and shit like that. It's just like, and it's funny. Usually, the people who have said that, they're usually just fucking miserable. Mm-hmm. And that's like the funny part about it. Like it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I fell in love with someone, got married, and now I have an amazing life. Meanwhile, you're still at home by yourself, angry and bitter at the world, and have nothing else better to do but shit on other people. Like, go fuck yourself on multiple levels. Go fuck yourself.
For me, it's like, especially when black folks do it, it's hilarious to me because none of us are just straight up African. Like, we're all mixed with stuff. Like, I have Portuguese, I have white, I have a bunch of things that make me me.
Yeah.
So, to sit here and criticize someone for being a half-breed is fucking hilarious to me. Because you are too, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah, we're all an amalgamation of, like, stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always funny when people look at my name and then I show up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, my name is super Irish. Mm-hmm. But they're like, oh, you're not what I expected.
Nope.
Or when someone, at Valkyrie's job was saying how they was like, oh, last name is Lynch? Oh, how did he get that name? And then like, so this, what am I?
Because your people enslaved my people. That's how I got that name.
So this, one of her black co-workers was kind of giggling in the corner.
Yeah.
And then my wife explained, she went, oh.
this, like, come on. People.
But some people just ignorant to stuff like that. Like, they just, like, I don't mean ignorant in a way like, no, that's ignorant. Like, they literally just don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just
legit. I'm not a white girl. Oh, no, that's ignorant.
You know what I mean? Me. No! But yeah, like, but like, it's just, you just don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Greg, are you, you're 100% Haitian, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so like, that, like mom and dad, right?
Mom and dad.
Yeah.
And their parents and everything, so yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you know what I mean? So, like, that, like, there's that, like, you know what I mean? But, like, I can't trace my lineage, and I'm damn sure not doing,
I can go back to a certain point. I know it.
I can't get past, like, my grandparents. Like, that's, like, it's, you know my grandmother. She, like, her mother's Southern, and, like, they'd eat in, like, roadkill, raccoon, and possum, like, yeah. Southern. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Deep South.
Yeah. So, like, you know how that is. Like, if your family's that Southern, you may not ever be able to trace, like, how far it goes down after that.
But you could do one of those, like, 23andMe.
Nope.
Like, but I wouldn't because...
No.
Like, I was talking to Greg about this earlier. It's how they track you, man. Like, they put all these things out there to get literally...
Your DNA. Every
information on you that they can. These 10-year challenges, these stupid... genealogy things that they do.
Yeah.
Like, they know all your history. They know what you look like when you were 10. They know what they can predict what you're going to look like when you're 60. That's the reason why. Oh, it's a 10-year challenge. Oh, it's a 5-year challenge. There's a reason for that. It's like with facial recognition software, they can predict what you're going to look like when you get older. I'm literally that mean R. Kelly with the coupe on. The glowing eyes. Seriously, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, dude.
Nigga, yes you are. I'm not you hear this nonsense,
when,
right?
No, but when it comes to that, I've seen too much to think that this stuff doesn't just... They put it out there for a reason.
See, here's the thing. With me, I'm the opposite. I don't care. I don't care that they know whatever about me. I don't care that they might be listening in. There's times that I might... say something, and I'm actually going to try it again on purpose.
The Facebook thing.
I might say something, and then it'll pop up on Facebook, like, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Or even on like, my YouTube. I watch a ton of YouTube, and I'll be flipping through recommended channels or YouTube videos. It'll be, like, a YouTube about something that I just mentioned. I remember mentioning in the house to someone on the phone.
Christmas ornaments and rectums, like, go on.
No. It was just...
I love how we had to, like, go, nah, like, that's what, like, we know.
it happens way too often. So yeah. I know they're listening on my device.
That's my point.
On my Google Home speaker.
You're making my point for me.
And everything. Yeah, but the thing is, I don't care.
No, that's fine.
I just wish they would listen in when I'm trying to find this one fucking porn star that I can't find.
Like, I know that. The whole biometric thing, when I go to the airport, they have my, like, whatever. I don't care.
They have my fingerprints,
but I don't care.
But the thing of it is, I know that they can give us information whether I give it to them or not. My thing is, I'm just not going to just give it to you. If you want it, you jump through the hoops to get it. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I know that at one point in my life, and I kicked myself in the ass for doing this, but I don't know if they still do it, but Bank of America, there was a certain point, if you went there with a check to cash a check, they took an imprint of your fingerprint.
Yeah.
And I did it once, and it fucked with me. It still pops in my head, like, why did I do that? I should have just went somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Because people, they can do anything with this information. Like, they could take my fingerprint and imprint it on a fucking crime scene. I don't know. I'm not important. I'm not important enough for them to ever do something like that. But it's something that they could potentially do with
this information. Don't ever sell yourself short. they're always looking for a new black dude.
I saw Enemy to State, too. But anything can happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I'm with Greg to an extent. Like, when people go, like, oh, they have your porn history. I'm like, have fun. Just, again,
that's different, though.
No, I'm just, like, for example, like, people say that, like, and again, like, my grandmother said something to me a long time ago when I think it was, like, maybe, like, right around the time where I was starting to move out of my house and, like, you know, and become, like...
Your parents' house, you mean?
Yeah, my parents' house. And started to become more adult, started going out more. And she said, always make sure you know where you are. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you can always remember where you are, especially at night. Because the last thing you want is for them to be like, oh, where were you at 11:40 at night? And you're like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, well, we think you were at Crime Scene X. Like, you know what I mean? Shit like that. And again, I fit a lot of descriptions. You know what I mean?
I mean, you have one of the key identifiers.
Big bald black guy with tattoos.
No, just black. That's all. That's
yeah, so, like, it's just one of those things. And, like, so, like, it's... Like, I tend to know where I am at all times, but, like, you know what I mean? But plus now, with, like, Big Brother everywhere, like... Mm-hmm. You can find me on camera. Where were you at 11:40? I'm like, oh, I'll check the cameras. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was probably at work. You know, but just shit like that. So yeah, I can get kind of conspiracy theorists about stuff like that. But again, I'm going to say it again. If you're listening, please put that X-Vids video of this porn chick from Leisure Time.
Just give me some more information. I'm 100% sure I can figure out who it is.
I'm pissed that she wasn't, like, that video wasn't in my favorites anymore.
It's strange that it just disappeared. But it could have been a situation where if the video gets deleted, it gets deleted. So it just won't be there anymore.
Yeah,
the link won't be there anymore.
Do you have any of my Leisure Time videos?
Probably. Yeah. At one point, you gave me all the porn that you have. There's a box in my basement, I believe, that still has what's in it. You want me to take a look and see what's in there?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it's in one of those Leisure Time videos.
Okay.
You hated Leisure Time, didn't you?
Yeah, their production quality wasn't great.
I kind of like the grimy, like, grainy quality and the bad music.
And I think that with a couple of the movies, you can fast forward for some reason.
I've never come across that. No, you're right. You could skip the scene, but you couldn't fast forward it.
And I don't really care about watching a dude get his dick sucked or a chick getting a pussy, and I kind of just care about the actual sex.
Really?
So I generally like to fast forward it, unless it's like, you know, one of the head queens, like freaking Obsession or what's the light skin chick? The big light skin chick.
We were talking
about it the other day. You found a scene where she squirts, and I told you that I've seen that scene 50 million times. What the fuck is her name? Jasmine Cashman.
Yeah.
People like her.
She does
know, right?
Huh?
Is it Jasmine Cashman? There's a porn star, former porn star. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's Jasmine Cashman. She's preaching now. Really? She's a pastor or something like that.
I had not heard that. It's always interesting to me to find, like, the porn stars that we grew up on, what they're doing now. Like, I'm pretty sure Jada Fire is, like, an escort now. Like, she doesn't do porn anymore. She just does escort stuff.
She probably does, because she's still heavy on Instagram.
Yeah.
Advertising her goodies.
My goodies.
I'm mad that she finally got an ass, and now all of a sudden she doesn't do porn anymore. That's pretty upsetting. She finally has an ass.
Brittany De La Mora.
Who?
No. Yeah.
Is that her real name?
A California pastor has opened about her former career as the world's most successful porn star and path to finding death.
Is she a white chick?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about someone else.
Oh. Mace?
What's her name again?
The one I just said.
Jasmine Cashmere?
Yeah. Like, she's fucking like, she's a top two porn stars, and she may not even be two.
She's GOAT level.
Yeah. Who is the GOAT?
Shit.
Who's the black porn star GOAT? Who is that?
Yep, Jasmine Cashmere.
She's a preacher now?
She became a pastor.
Oh, good for her.
I wonder if she's married. She gives her husband those very, very spirited blowjobs.
Very spirited? I see what you did there. Yeah. I'm actually shocked that she hasn't tried to... Well, she probably doesn't care. Her past is her past, so she's probably just moving forward. Yeah, stuff like that.
The whole thing about being saved is being saved. Yeah. Like having an actual backstory of something you've actually been saved from is a hell of a selling point, you know.
So I was actually talking to one of my buddies, Brandon Powers. We were having a conversation about something going on, and the subject of it was actually super random, but he was saying how what's her name. Allison Tyler or Courtney Byers would have made a good She-Hulk. You know, she's 6 feet tall, like, but all the problem is she used to be a porn star. Now, this is what she looked like. Hmm. But now... Yeah, and she looks statuesque. Like, she looks like someone who could be
name?
Like...
Send me her name so I can, look her up later.
Okay, I'll get right on that for you, though. I will. But, like, we were talking about how she did porn, got a college degree... Stop doing porn. Now she's a physical fitness instructor, like a successful one. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, damn, man, he was right. Like, she would be a great Jennifer Walters. But the problem is, she used to do porn. And because it's Disney, people go, oh, no, I can't believe you have. Like, it's because it's Disney. Like, if this was, like, any other company other than Disney.
Yeah, she could still do it.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't even bat an eye.
No, but, like, because it's Disney, they're going to, like, say, oh, I can't believe that you have this former porn star doing this. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, and even then, I hate how people shame porn stars. Like, you know what I mean?
It's a job.
Yeah.
they provide a service that we all consume. And for you to shame someone who provides a service that you constantly take advantage of, whether or not you want to admit it or not, everybody watches porn. You want to admit it or not, it kind of just makes you an asshole.
They suck dick on camera. We suck dick at our 9-to-5. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't suck dick at all. But I appreciate the sentiment.
Dog, considering the conversations that we've had about both our jobs, we both sucked a little dick at our job.
That is not the way I would put it.
Dog, eat you...
some crow? Sure. Suck the dick?
Dog, you have literally texted me on your way to the job going, time to suck today's dick.
That's different. That is a movie quote. God damn it. It's two totally different things. Can we circle back to the Snyder Cut now?
Yes.
Okay. So the one point I wanted to make about
What is the Snyder Cut?
It's supposedly the mythological original cut of the Justice League movie that is supposed to be so much better than what we got in the theaters.
Yes.
So I've heard so much about this stupid fucking Snyder Cut over the past year, few years, and the fact that it's never dropped. The Snyder Cut is literally the detox. We're never going to see this. We're never going to hear it. It's never going to be a thing.
No shit. Like, I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Zack Snyder will come up with... Will somehow be involved in Justice League 2, which is supposedly never supposed to happen, before we see the Snyder Cut of this film.
Yeah. You know what pisses me off the most about... I think the one... Two things piss me off about Justice League more than anything... Well, three things piss me off about this movie. One, Steppenwolf.
It was a weird flex.
Yeah.
To have him as the villain, it was really strange.
And not even to mention Darkseid?
You mentioned it.
Like...
It was one line.
Yeah, but like...
Well, no. They mentioned him at the beginning when they were talking about the whole... Actually, no, that's not true. Steppenwolf says Darkseid's name when he's, like, praising himself.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to do this for Apocalypse, for Darkseid, and that's it. In the Snyder Cut of the film, apparently, after Steppenwolf loses and he gets sucked into that portal, falls into Darkseid's chamber, and we're supposed to see Darkseid kill the shit out of Steppenwolf. And that was supposed to be the introduction to the real big bad.
Ooh. Which would have been cool.
Like, I suppose, but it's really kind of sort of a rehash of Avengers, but whatever.
I mean, Thanos is just a rehash of Darkseid, or Darkseid is a rehash of Thanos.
I don't know off the top of my head which one came first. I think it was Darkseid.
I kind of feel like it was Darkseid. Who's better? The better villain out of the two of them? Oh, they're pretty much like neck and neck.
Darkseid doesn't need Infinity Gems.
No. I'm not talking about most powerful. Who's the better villain? Like, you know what I mean?
I think Darkseid... Probably Darkseid? His plots are more, like, robust. Like, they're more Mensa level than Thanos says, I'm gonna collect some jewels and shit's gonna get crazy.
Oh my god, is he, he's one of the original Gravediggers? With six jewels?
12.
No, but the Infinity Gems look this. Yeah. Time Stone, Sleep Stone, and all the Tesseracts. But nah, so
I'll stab you with these pointy ass rings.
You want a pound crown? Nah, let his hand swing.
So which Thanos was actually better? Comic book?
Oh, Thanos, comic book easily.
MCU Thanos.
I think comic book. Because like comic book Thanos.
We got to see that's not really a fair comparison. Because we got to see so much of comic book Thanos. Like, movie Thanos, we really only got for two movies, if you really think about it. Though he was, like, weaved throughout the last 10 years of the MCU. We only got to see him in action for two movies.
And he was a badass. He was a badass in those two movies.
Fair. But comic book Thanos, we've been reading for decades. 30 years. Yeah. However long he's been in existence. So I don't think that's a fair comparison.
I think Thanos is actually just coming into a stride now over the last, like, maybe, like, 10, 15 years. Mm. I thought he was good in Infinity War, but I thought Infinity... Which one was the first? Was Infinity War or Infinity Gauntlet? Which one was first? Gauntlet was first, and then War was the second one, right?
Yeah.
So Infinity Gauntlet I thought was good, but the ending of it was just so bad. But I thought, I actually found out a lot about that in the 90s. Like, the ending of a lot of these series were actually just bad. Like, there was no real conclusion to it. Mm-hmm. There was no real good ending to it, you know what I mean? But I do enjoy the new Thanos because he just does not give a fuck. And, like, he seems so much tougher. Like, I remember he fought the Hulk, Thor, and Hyperion. Three of the strongest people in Marvel Comics. And Thor hit him with a lightning bolt. And he was like, do it again. I was like, Thor did it again. He was like, that all you got? I was like, okay. And, like, then he, like I said, he took on the Hulk, he took on Hyperion, he took on Thor. And he was, like, whooping ass. Like, that's, you know, that he's just that good. Go ahead.
Darkseid killed Batman.
Huh?
Darkseid killed Batman.
Well, Batman kind of killed Batman.
Darkseid killed Batman. Batman killed Darkseid at the same time. But yeah. I hate to be that guy.
Oh, God. I'll edit the shit out of this.
I think killing Batman charts being able to... Trump's being able to stand toe-to-toe with Hulk and him.
Fuck you. You know, there's a reality where, like, Thanos is, like, the last being alive. It's like Thanos and I think Ghost, you know, the Cosmic Ghost Rider. Uh-huh. And the only reason Thanos hasn't killed Cosmic Ghost Rider is because every day he makes Ghost Rider give him the penance stare just so he can enjoy all the horrible things that he did.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's pretty funny.
But you also find out that the reason that Thanos is a killer is because Cosmic Ghost Rider tried to go back in time and raise...
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, raised Thanos to not be a killer. And after he's seen all that murder and slaughter, that's what really turned him in.
What the fuck is a Cosmic Ghost Rider? Like, you know me, I don't read comics like I used to, so I'm in and out.
Cosmic Ghost Rider is...
Who is it?
Frank Castle. Frank Castle with the power cosmic, and he's also Ghost Rider.
Wait.
Why?
Huh?
Never mind.
Because Frank Castle needed to be even more powerful. But this is like a future version of him. Frank Castle is still Frank Castle.
Okay.
But it's like a much more like...
I'm sorry, that's a dumb.
It's really dumb, but the comic book series is actually pretty good. But it's still pretty dumb, but it's so great because it's like it would be like giving Wolverine like the power of flight and super strength. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't need it, but you know, it's fucking great though.
I guess it's better than being a Frankenstein.
That was just stupid. Frankencastle was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It's pretty dumb.
Like, his name is Frankencastle. Like, alright, it's been the Old Man Wade Show. I'm surprised we didn't actually talk about Watchmen.
Congratulations, Old Man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.